Welcome to the Solid Man Podcast. I'm your host, Ken Curry, licensed marriage and family therapist. SolidMan.com is an ongoing conversation designed to empower men to master the art of being a man. All right, here we go. We're going to talk about the fifth Solid Man superpower now. The fifth Solid Man superpower is humility. So what I'm going to do is I gathered a whole bunch of quotes, pretty amazing quotes, and some verses from the Bible, just to get an idea of what people think about humility. Then we'll jump into it. So this is a quote from C.S. Lewis. Humility is not thinking less of yourself, but thinking of yourself less. Here's a couple from Thomas Merton. Pride makes us artificial, and humility makes us real. And his second one, humility is the surest sign of strength. Here's one from Guillermo del Toro. There is beauty and humility in imperfection. From St. Augustine, here's a couple quotes from him. It was pride that changed angels into devils. It is humility that makes men as angels. And, do you wish to rise? Begin by descending. You plan a tower that will pierce the clouds? Lay first the foundation of humility. One from Simone Weil. Humility is attentive patience. From Thomas More. Humility, that low, sweet root, from which all heavenly virtues shoot. From our friend Albert Einstein, a true genius admits that he knows nothing. And from Socrates, in the same vein, says, true knowledge exists in knowing that you know nothing. St. Vincent de Paul says this, humility is nothing but truth, and pride is nothing but lying. From William Countryman, in reality, humility means nothing other than complete honesty about yourself. From Confucius, humility is the solid foundation of all virtues. Maulana Khan says, humility is the greatest quality that a man can have, and arrogance undoubtedly the worst. Ernest Hemingway says this, there is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility is being superior to your former self. T.S. Eliot says, the only wisdom we can hope to acquire is the wisdom of humility. Mother Teresa says this, if you are humble, nothing will touch you, neither praise nor disgrace, because you know what you are. Here's a couple from Lao Tzu. I have three precious things which I hold fast and prize. The first is gentleness, the second frugality, the third humility, which keeps me from putting myself before others. Be gentle and you can be bold. Be frugal and you can be liberal. Avoid putting yourself before others and you can become a leader among men. Also from him, to lead the people, walk behind them. Robin Sharma says, mastery begins with humility. Miyamoto Musashi says, think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. I'll say it again since I messed it up. Think lightly of yourself and deeply of the world. Rabindranath Tagore says, we come nearest to the great when we are great in humility. And then the famous Mike Tyson, this is his second most famous quote. If you're not humble, life will visit humbleness upon you. It's pretty good stuff. So those are the quotes. I hope they kind of resonate with you. And here's some Bible verses. And so listen to the tone and kind of hear how it's different than the quotes that I just read, even though many of those quotes were from Christians. Here's 1 Peter 5:5 says, "Clothe yourselves, all of you, with humility toward one another, for God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble." James 4:10, "Humble yourself before the Lord, and he will exalt you." Micah 6:8, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God." 1 Peter 5:6, "Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, so that at the proper time he may exalt you." 2 Chronicles 4:7-14, "If my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal their land." Luke 14:11, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Romans 12:3, "For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned." From Luke 18:9-12, "There were some people who thought they were very good and looked down on everyone else. Jesus used this story to teach them. One time there was a Pharisee and a tax collector. One day they both went to the temple to pray. The Pharisee stood alone away from the tax collector. When the Pharisee prayed, he said, 'O God, thank you that I am not as bad as other people. I am not like men who steal, cheat, or commit adultery. I thank you that I am better than this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give 1/10 of everything I get.' The tax collector stood alone too, but when he prayed, he would not even look up to heaven. He felt very humble before God. He said, 'O God, have mercy upon me. I am a sinner.' I tell you, when this man finished his prayer and went home, he was right with God. But the Pharisee, who felt that he was better than others, was not right with God. People who make themselves important will be made humble, but those who make themselves humble will be made important." Another one from Philippians 2. "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he made himself nothing, taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even on a cross." From Matthew 18, "Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of God." So when you hear these verses, what do you hear? And what are the outcomes of humility? There's some pretty significant things in there. So what is humility? Is it humility when you say, "It was no big deal," when someone says, "Good job"? Is it humility when someone says they're a worm, or a nobody, or a sinner? What if Michael Jordan said he was arguably the best basketball player that ever lived? Is that humility? Or maybe Wayne Gretzky, if he was to say, which I don't think he would say it, but if he was to say, "I am the GOAT of hockey." How about Muhammad Ali? Was he humble when he said, "I am the greatest"? What if you were to mention something that you were really good at? Is that humility or arrogance? So if it's true, like Michael Jordan, that sounds true, does it fit into humility or not? Just interesting. So let's think through, what is humility? So here's from the Merriam-Webster Dictionary. It says, "Humility is freedom from pride or arrogance, or the quality or state of being humble, I always like how dictionaries use the word to do the definition. It's humble, the state of being humble, or being low. It could be described to what is ranked low by others, like a person of humble origins. Or they might use this for themselves or things that are associated with them, like, I am but a humble editor. Or you might say about your house, I just live in a humble abode. What you're saying is that neither you or your home is very impressive. So is that humility? So the latter use of humble, it's a kind of lowness expressed in the word humility and usually chosen by oneself. But let's look at this further as we go along. Humility also has the root humus. And if you remember, humus is a form of dirt or earth. And so it's interesting that humus is also the same root as human. And so the idea that humans in creation were created from the dirt. And so that is some very humble beginnings for sure. So the dictionary says humility is seeing yourself as low. It kind of sounds right, but I think more accurately, it's not seeing yourself as too high or more than you really are, or that you're not more valuable than anyone else. There is a problem when you see yourself as too low or less than. Is that humility, or is that something else, more like self-deprecation, which maybe isn't as healthy as it might look like on the surface? Humility is not about weakness or submission or being less than. It is understanding your standing in the universe. It's that feeling when you see the Milky Way. Let's say you're out there camping or hiking in the wilderness, and at night when it comes up, the Milky Way just shines. It's so much greater than when we're here in the city. And it just takes your breath away, and you have that really, really small feeling. Or it might be when you look in down into the Grand Canyon, you have a similar feeling. It's so grand. It's great. You feel small and potentially even insignificant. And it's just knowing that there's something much greater going on than you. So humility is seeing things in reality. And reality is, you are no better than anyone else on the planet. And it's settling into that truth of who you really are and being okay with that. There's no reason to bloviate or embellish, only unless you have a need to look like you are more than you think you are, or you need to look better than others. Then you do have to make sure everybody knows it. But humility is seeing yourself with truth. I am someone. I have great gifts. I'm great at some things, not so great at other things. I do have value and worth, the same as everyone else on the planet. I might be really good at something, maybe even I'm the best at something, but humility means I don't need to put it in your face. So good sportsmanship shows humility. So the definition of pride is a reasonable or justified self-respect, delight or elation arising from some act, possession, or relationship. And it's also inordinate self-esteem or conceit. So is pride the opposite of humility? Or is pride in your work or something you accomplished with your own giftedness and hard work possibly humility? Could it be humble if it's true? So here's a conversation you might hear from one friend to another. The one friend is a woodworker as a hobby. So you say, this is a really cool table. It is beautiful. And he says, yes, I built that last year. I think I did a really good job on it. Thanks for noticing. So is that humility when he responds with gratitude? It could be the exactly same statement, but it could be humility or maybe the opposite, depending on whether you have an internal frame of reference or an external frame of reference. I think this is absolutely key when we talk about humility. As internally referenced, I can have pride and be proud over the fact that I've worked hard to get where I am. I've grown toward health, and I'm moving toward my goal of thriving in life. I look back on my journey, and I see I have accomplished some really, really great things. I know I have good work to still do. I have more to achieve, but I'm very proud of what I have done so far. I think this is actually humility because it's true, and I don't need to prove anything. As externally referenced, I have this neediness to make people know that what I have accomplished. I need their validation. I need them to see what I have done. So I exaggerate or embellish the truth of what is. I make it bigger. Sure, I have done great things, but is it for the purpose of getting external value bestowed upon me, where I need you to notice me, since I have a weak sense of self? Is this pride, or is it really just arrogance? Arrogance is a weak attempt at making up for my own internal sense of inadequacy or shame. It could be an egotistical movement where my ego is trying to make up for my own sense of inadequacy or the fact that I don't feel good enough. I don't think the opposite of humility is pride. I actually think the opposite is arrogance, because pride is actually very healthy at times, especially from an external frame of reference. Arrogance is an attitude of superiority manifested in an overbearing manner or presumptuous claims or assumptions, and it's all based on your sense of inadequacy. False humility comes from the same source of a weak sense of self that we see with arrogance. It is still the look at me posture trying to gain external validation. This looks like someone who is showy with their sense of submission, virtue signaling their depravity, their self-deprecation, or, hey, look at what I'm doing. So virtue signaling is the interesting thing. Virtue signaling has become a big thing in our culture. And once you hear about this, if you've never heard about it, you're going to see it all the time. Virtue signaling is letting everyone else know that you have virtue, or that you're politically correct, or doing whatever it is that the trend du jour is, whatever the today's fad. So it may be making your Facebook look totally black because you side with Black Lives Matter. You remember seeing that, where last year when it was Black Lives Matter was happening, everybody put a big black box on their Facebook. And that's because, hey, look at me, I agree with this. Or it might be the opposite from a different side. You might be wearing a red MAGA hat, or you might have a rainbow flag on your house, or you might have a U.S. flag on your house, or you have one of those signs in your yard that has the six sayings, the ones that say love is real or no human is illegal. Or you might have a flag that is yellow and says don't tread on me. All of these things signal something about yourself. I want you to know this. It's everywhere. Doesn't really matter what you believe in or what side of the political aisle you find yourself. Most people do this, and it's false humility. Social media is a huge platform for people to signal their virtue. It's, hey, look at me. I'm okay, right? Or I'm acceptable, right? And so virtue signaling, it hasn't just come around recently. It's actually been around even at Jesus' time. So he actually tells this line story. It's part of a story. In Matthew 6, he says this: when you pray, don't be like the hypocrites. They love to stand in the synagogues and on the street corners and pray very loudly. They want people to see them. The truth is, that's the only reward they're going to get. So it's been around a long time, and if it's externally referenced, it is false humility. So false humility is the enactment of humility. Look at me, I'm acting like I have humility. Whereas true humility is the embodiment of it. I am living it out. I am being humble. The embodiment is real and authentic. It can be expressed in the Latin phrase acta non verba, which means action, not words. The opposite, words not action, is only talking about it or acting the part. Some people call this LARPing or live action role play. It's not real, it's false humility. True humility is authentically living it out. You see preachers and evangelists or televangelists that are famous for this. They have no problem getting everyone to know all the sacrifices they make and all the difficult times they have and how obedient they are in their service. Yet, they're driven away in a limo to get to the airport to fly in their Gulfstream. They show outwardly that they're humble of spirit, but living the high life. It's like saying, I'm proud of my humility. Are these the hypocrites that Jesus talked about? My favorite false humility posture is the humble brag. You may have heard about this. It'd be like this. Oh, I just spilled red wine on my new advanced book contract. It always has something that is bad. Oh, poor me, just spilled red wine, but hey, I've got an advanced book contract. I'm so amazing. Or here's another one that one of the guys in group said. I have such a difficult time getting out of bed. I injured myself this morning. Happens all the time. I stepped on my dick. Yep, there it is, the humble brag. It's life is so tough, have pity on me. But hey, look how awesome I am. Or it might be this type of thing. I'm not really that good at skiing, but this morning it was so much fun dropping cliffs in the backcountry. It always comes back to that, look at me, how awesome I am. Most people set up a good humble brag when asked about their weaknesses in job interviews. You know, every job interviewer says, tell me about your weaknesses. And so the humble brag comes out, sometimes I work too hard. Workaholism is my weakness. Or my perfectionism and attention to detail really get in the way of getting the final product completed. So they're saying they have this really hard time at doing something, but it's such a powerful thing to know that I work so hard or I really go after perfection. It's kind of funny how people do that. So this is all just part of trying to make myself look better than I think I am, or how I make up for that fact by making you believe that I'm better than I am. It's the false, arrogant posture of the hypocrite. The hypocrite does not live authentically or in congruence with reality. It is just a show. So what is humility? Humility is just holding the truth about your identity and capability. Let me say it again. Humility is just holding the truth about your identity and capability. What if we could just say the truth, accepting my true identity and capability, and let that be enough? Humility allows me to just be me. It's internal security with a confident identity and accurately expressing that. It's dedication to authenticity. I do have a certain kind of glory, that something's truly great, that only I have as a unique person. But I don't need to be prideful about it. I'm not nothing. I am something. I don't need to promote myself or make sure everyone else sees me. But if somebody does see what I bring to the table, I'll just say thank you. I know I have great things to offer with my capability that only I can bring to influence the world. I've worked hard to develop them. I have creativity, skill, strength, and influence, but I don't need to prove it and make sure everybody knows it. Nothing is wrong with me. I am imperfect. I have inadequacies, and I have a hell of a lot of growth still yet to accomplish, but I'm okay right now. I am perfectly imperfect. No better than anyone else. I'm good. I am enough. And I am good enough. The truth is settled within me. I don't need to prove anything. I can rest and just be myself. You guys know that I really do like the idea of perfectly imperfect. It's a great concept. I have flaws, imperfections, and inadequacies. But these come together with my capabilities and brilliances to make a person who is beautiful and amazing. It's my imperfections that make me who I am as much as my perfections. The Japanese garden, I think they call it wabi-sabi, how everything connects and works together, really represents this idea the best. You'll know how you look at it, and the sand is raked perfectly around the rock that is offset near the tree that leans over to the right. The rock and tree are imperfect. It's not perfectly in the center. It's an imperfect thing. But the sand is perfect, coming together in beauty. It represents the beauty of the perfectly imperfect aspects of nature. I love this concept. I could probably talk about it all day. It's such a cool thing. There's so much more about it as well. But this is you, perfectly imperfect, totally acceptable and complete, with imperfections. That is the foundation of humility. Humility is just holding the truth about your identity and capability, being who you are without needing to embellish or prove. It's just being yourself. So here's where it really gets down to it. So what does humility provide? How is humility, as a superpower, a force multiplier, making things great in your life? So humility helps you to learn, lead, and connect with others. You more easily acknowledge your limitations, mistakes, or inadequacies, which gives you the ability to overcome. Humility is the essential ingredient for learning and growing in life. You are way more teachable with humility. You become more open to feedback, and therefore you're more open to personal growth and eventually mastery. Humility is the antidote, is an antidote, we know gratitude was as well, is an antidote to entitlement and arrogance. With humility, you can become comfortable with who you are. You will learn how to give praise and affirmation to others in healthy ways, without needing their response or any transaction. With more realistic and accurate self-view, you can own your imperfections and accept those imperfections are a value add to your life. They actually add to things. You can breathe without the pressure to be perfect. Since you know you don't know everything, you can approach life from a more accurate learner perspective without a preconceived confirmation-biased evaluation. That is a really big problem in our time with all the knowledge we have and information overload. It's all confirmation bias. But this opens you up to where I can believe, I can hear something else, another opinion. I can be open to that. It opens you to more avenues of relationship, more able to empathize or consider others. It fosters trust in relationships. It increases connection in relationships. It deepens commitment in relationships. It helps you to mend relationships by being more ready to admit wrongs and mistakes. It gives you a more accurate view of your place in this world, that you are not the center of the universe. Humility opens you up to others who are different than you. There's something that Jesus promises about receiving the kingdom of God if you're humble. He says this in the Beatitudes, "Blessed are the poor in spirits, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." This sounds like a huge outcome of humility. Yours will be the kingdom of heaven? That, I think, is something to look into. Humility makes something happen there. You'll be more able to appreciate and give value to all things, people, and even difficult experiences. You're more able to have gratitude and accept the gifts of abundance which come your way. You're more able to follow a humble leader. Humble leaders, moreover, are more likely to see failure as just a part of the developmental process, since humble leaders don't try to keep up with appearances or power postures. It's just less distressing and much thus easier to recover when things don't go well. That's a quote from Aten. I don't know who that is. Humility is the characteristic which keeps any leader, politician, ruler, or king from the pitfall of hubris, where one allows the arrogance of power, that I have no limitation or boundaries, become their downfall. We've seen this too often. But humility keeps the leader in check to power. There's the adage that says, pride comes before a fall. That's what this is. So therefore, humility would keep the fall from happening. Humility, in its essence, as a true assessment that no one is better or more valuable than another person, keeps someone from racism. Since racism is seeing another person or another group of people as less than, humility is actually the antidote to racism. That's a big deal. So how can I become more humble? Here's a few things just to help you to think through that. So you can accept your inadequacies and imperfections and accept your power and significance as well. Accept the fact that you're not so special or that you don't need to be special. Accept the fact that you're unremarkable and own that. It's okay to just be okay. That frees you up to actually become great. Become internally referenced with a solid sense of self. So take time to build a strong identity and defeat shame. Take time to lose your need to compare or prove yourself. Just be yourself. Learn about the beginner's mind, or what Jesus is talking about when he says be like a child. Be okay with not being good at something or starting out with incompetence. That's the first part of mastery. And go ahead and just Google beginner's mind and see what comes up for you. Challenge when you're judgmental or condescending. These are definitely indicators that show that you're not being so humble. You're kind of arrogant. You think you're better than someone else. You're looking down on other people. So really challenge that and observe it. Observe yourself and watch for times when you embellish or signal your virtue or try to build yourself up and make yourself look good. So I think the biggest part of becoming more humble is actually paying attention. Just paying attention to who I am and how I move and how I try to make myself look good and how I roll with when I feel like I'm less than, or how I start to make myself look more than. Remember, it's just about being authentic and living in the truth of who I really am. That's what humility is. So I'd like to end our time with a quote. No, this isn't a quote. It's a poem by Rudyard Kipling. It's called If. And I think it has a ton of different things. So as I read this, just kind of see what parts in here actually speak to humility. There is one part in here that talks about, it says, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same. And remember, it's if, right? This whole thing has all these quotes about if. So thinking about triumph, all the good things, and disaster, all the bad things, and that both of those are imposters. They don't really tell you about who you are. You get triumph, hey, I'm the best, disaster, I'm the worst. They're both imposters. They don't speak. That's probably one of the biggest lines in here I want you to, when you see it. But this really talks a lot about humility. So let me do the poem here. If you can keep your head when all about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, if you can trust yourself when all men doubt you but make allowance for their doubting too, if you can wait and not be tired by waiting or being lied about and don't deal in lies, or being hated and don't give way to hating, and yet don't look too good nor talk too wise, if you can dream and not make dreams your master, if you can think and not make thoughts your aim, if you can meet with triumph and disaster and treat those two imposters just the same, if you can bear to hear the truth you've spoken, twisted by knaves to make a trap for fools, or watch the things you gave your life to broken, and stoop and build them up with worn-out tools. If you can make one heap of all your winnings and risk it all in one turn of pitch and toss, and lose and start again at your beginnings, and never breathe a word about your loss. If you can force your heart and nerve and sinew to serve you and your turn long after they're gone, and so hold on when there's nothing in you, except the will which says to them, hold on. If you can talk with crowds and keep your virtue, or walk with kings, nor lose the common touch, if neither foes nor loving friends can hurt you, if all men count with you, but none too much, if you can fill the unforgiving minute with 60 seconds worth of a distance run, yours is the earth and everything that's in it, and which is more, you will be a man, my son. It's a great poem. I really like it. There's so much in there to unpack. It's If by Rudyard Kipling. So guys, that's our whole thing about humility. And remember, humility is just holding the truth about your identity and capability. Just being who you are without it not needing to embellish or prove yourself. It's just being yourself. So with that, just like every other time that we end a time like this, let me give you my encouragement to stay solid, my friends.